Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the Minimap Podcast, episode 5.
Yeah.
Coming along.
Smack dab, not smack dab in the middle, actually, in the
Worldwide.
Beginning of Gamescom. So there's probably going to be a bunch of news that we're not going to get until tomorrow. But
worldwide.
We will do what we can.
Prestige worldwide.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right.
Mm.
that's how you're doing?
Mm. Good.
Roasted. Henry and I had some mean League of Legends matches last night.
Oh, yeah. That unranked swag.
I finally, succumbed to your...
Did you even make an account yet?
I didn't make an account, but I downloaded it, installed it.
Good.
So it's ready to go. I just have to make an
Hell
account.
Hell yeah, you do.
It takes forever to download. It's
League
like
of
2 gigabytes.
Yeah.
It took me 7 hours.
You know what sucked too? The download
crashed
twice for me. And I had to restart it, and I was so frustrated. It was like 12 at night, and I was like, I was up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, ah.
Did you get my text about our screen names?
I got your text about Big Butter Buns.
And Sanguine.
Sanguine 4.
Sanguine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's my actual username.
Yeah, it is.
That, I log in with. I log in with a different username.
Well, my login is asscrack75, so.
Wow. Can you change that other name?
The summoner name, no, you can't change.
No.
No.
No, no, no. Like, the Big Butter Buns, you can't change.
No.
It's permanent.
I'm stuck with the butters.
Okay.
Actually, I think you can pay to change it. Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You can use, influence points.
Which is what Sony should do with PSN names.
Private Miller.
I like it.
It's vintage.
It's time to change.
It is vintage. I don't want to get rid of Isaac Clarke. I can't do it.
No.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Even though it's spelled wrong.
We've got kind of a short news list, but
what?
Next week we should have a lot because of Gamescom.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's some deals today.
There are some deals today. I have some, but I know you have some.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that later. Now we're going to get to our news list, which I believe has 6 items? 6 items on the list.
Sweet.
Let's get started. All right.
Mm.
Number 1. A new top-down action shooter for PS4 has been announced called #KillAllZombies.
Oh, God damn it.
God, why?
Wait, okay, this actually doesn't sound as bad as the name
Kill
makes
all
you think
zombies.
It is.
It's just... Oh, all right, go ahead.
Wait, how are we doing?
According to IGN and PlayStation blog, civilians are thrust into a spectator arena, forced to survive the zombies unleashed upon them in the name of entertainment. The hexagon-based landscape that you play on can be used to change the gameplay dynamics by spawning items and creating obstacles or traps.
Obstacles.
Obstacles.
Those are my favorite kind of obstacles.
Stream viewers, because this game is apparently streamed to a bunch of spectators, can join in the fun by voting on player perks, choosing encounter spawns, and using chat commands to affect your chances of survival, such as altering your character's speed or health. Co-op mods may be added post-launch. If you're interested in the game, you won't have to wait long. It's actually expected to launch next month, but a price has yet to be announced.
So it's top-down?
It's top-down.
All right.
Think Dead Nation.
I was liking...
Or the Black Ops zombie minigame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
I don't like... It should have
exactly.
just been third
It was
person.
Interesting. But...
I'm sorry for the mic noise. It's
you know what I want?
I'm
thinking,
up.
What if they took, the graphics of a top-down and then just made it third person, and, you just kind of stuck with that super cartoony kind of feel? I'd rather have it be third person than top down. So now I'm not interested to
okay.
top down.
What? I don't understand.
Just
because
it's top down?
I don't like
Dead Nation
top-down.
Was good.
I didn't like it.
It was good. It was really.
I liked it.
It was pretty creepy, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was surprisingly
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
The chat. I don't understand the chat.
Okay, so basically what happens is, as far as I understand it, and they haven't gone into super detail yet,
yeah.
But from the announcement, basically. The game is streamed
mm-hmm.
to spectators. I don't know
okay.
if that's through PS4 or if it's streamed to... Dude, have you seen Twitch Plays Pokemon? They watch someone
yeah.
walking back and
but
forth a million times
that's
in
like
a row.
OG Pokemon, hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know.
Whatever. I think this sounds cool, honestly.
Yeah, it has to pick up a following.
Cool.
Yeah, if it picks up a following. Because if every game is streamed like that and people watching it are just screwing with you the entire time...
Yeah.
That sounds like it could be interesting.
That's true.
I could totally see people getting on there and trying to troll, just trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Just making it ridiculously hard.
I kind of like that idea a little further into it. What if they voted, taking this to the next level, as an actual, big arena kind of third-person shooter kind of thing. What if, you know, I guess the same kind of gameplay principles, if they could, like, vote on your armor and weapons and things and what play style you had to play with.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you were a good player, you would be vested in a lot of different play styles.
Right.
I don't know. I like the game, from a game design perspective, I like the concept, but I just don't know. Hashtag zombie is just...
Hashtag kill all zombies.
The name
all zombies.
Is yeah. terrible.
That's
yeah.
atrocious.
I'm sure they're trying to play off the fact that like it's more of a social game. Like people are watching and like screwing with the thing. Mm-hmm. But agreed.
Yeah.
Name is.
I guess it will stream to Twitch.
It's like that
or something.
It's like that sitcom that's called Selfie.
Oh, yeah.
And I just literally just cringe God. Every time
yes.
I see anything
oh, no.
about
or
it.
You. Oh no! I can't God. Do it.
All right, so that's that. If you're interested, check it out. It should be coming out next month. All right,
well, be a good
number two. Xbox One launch title Rise Son of Rome is no longer an Xbox One exclusive and will be released on PC this fall. The game will come with most, if not all, of the game's former DLC and will support 4K resolution if you really want to push your PC to the limit.
No one gives a fuck
it's
about
just,
that.
It's just history and QuickTime. That's it. It looked really stupid.
It has some pretty good graphics. If you're into, because
yeah.
there are gamers
the
that like
really
don't
really
care
good.
About story and just want to see stuff that's pretty.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
It's dumb.
It'll be a popular YouTube thing. I have a feeling because once PC gamers get a hold of it, then they just bump the settings to max. And,
like Crysis,
and
yeah.
people watch that stuff. So
yeah, and like
I don't know,
it did
good.
Decently.
Yeah.
Like it didn't do badly. Like people liked it.
Huh.
It didn't get great review scores, but it was like mediocre across the board.
Yeah,
it must be like Hazer. Or Lair.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Lair. Not,
that's what I would compare
that wasn't,
it to.
That those games weren't pretty or good.
They were just odd.
All bad.
Oh my God, Lair.
Dude, Lair's
Haze
like,
was actually kind of fun at times. I
the
absolutely
was fun as hell.
Hated Lair.
Lair was a terrible game.
Like, terrible.
Oh, use the six axis to control your dragon, and then it's just, like, infuriating.
It was so bad. I
yeah.
remember, like, being really excited for it. I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's a
yeah.
next-gen game that's, like, medieval fantasy,
yeah.
dragons totally up my alley, and just playing it and...
crying.
Just
like, oh,
so
defend,
disappointed.
You had to defend some kind of floating
castle
thing.
Or something.
And that
know.
Mission was the hardest thing I've ever played.
Mostly because yeah. of the controls, though.
Were horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, never again.
Anyway.
Anyway, so if you're into that sort of thing, coming out on PC in August, I believe.
Rise!
All right. Number three. Counter-Strike is getting zombies.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Counter-Strike...
Oh my god!
Counter-Strike Nexon Zombies was announced for PC via Steam by Nexon Europe.
Hell yeah, that sounds kind of fun.
Nexon Could partnered be. With Valve, the makers of previous Counter-Strike games, to create the zombie-themed world. According to IGN, quote, the zombies are described as being fast and aggressive, producing an entirely new experience for the players. There will be several new game modes, creatures, and weapons. Players who get tired of the zombies will also be able to play in a more traditional Counter-Strike style, with modes like Hostage Rescue and Bomb Diffusion. Counter-Strike Nexon Zombies will release in quarter three of this year, which means the release window will be somewhere from July 1st to September 30th, and will be free to play.
Hmm.
Hopeful, but kind of cautious.
I had a realization.
As I am with all of
free-to-play
titles.
I think it's
yeah.
just like Left 4 Dead, isn't it?
Yeah,
it sounds
I think
like,
it's
it sounds
replacing Left 4 Dead,
sounds
too.
Like free-to-play Left 4 Dead.
Could be.
Left 4 Dead was almost, it was pretty much free-to-play, based on like the Steam summer sales and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who played much money for Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Left 4 Dead's kind of dumb.
I like Counter-Strike, but...
Really? I think
yeah.
Left 4 Dead's pretty fun, actually.
I think the
it's
campaigns are kind of dumb, but, like, the Versus is ridiculously fun. Like, where you play as, like, again, you know, it's, like, 8-player, and you, like, 4 people are zombies, 4 people are humans. That's fun. I think that's really fun.
I've never even played the single player.
It's not... I don't think it's
yeah.
fun.
Does anyone play the single
Maybe,
player?
Maybe, like, the first time it came out, you're playing through
it,
it's at night, it's terrifying... You're figuring out how to play. Maybe that was fun, but like, or if you were the friend, sure. But the Versus is definitely where it's at. So if this gets competitive, it'd be cool.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I also, I mean, this might just be my ignorance. I have no idea who Nexon is.
I don't either, frankly.
Do you? Never heard of them.
No.
Maybe they're more of a European thing.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right.
Well, it's Valve, so hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jack, I know you don't care about this, but people do, including me. So. According to IGN, Assassin's Creed Rogue, the upcoming action-adventure title developed by Ubisoft Sophia, won't feature multiplayer modes when it launches in November. Publisher Ubisoft told IGN that there are no multiplayer components planned for Assassin's Creed Rogue at this stage. So apparently it's just going to launch with single player, which I honestly don't
really... Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I wish there was, because I actually enjoy the multiplayer of Assassin's Creed. Yeah. I think it's inventive.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
At the same time, I care way more about the story.
That started with Brotherhood, didn't it?
Yeah, it started with Brotherhood.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I love the multiplayer, but I understand that they don't want to, you know...
Especially because they...
Build servers for it and whatnot.
So. Yeah, and they probably didn't have as much development time for this one as they did for previous ones, because, you know, half of Ubisoft is working on
the new Assassin's
the new
Creed.
One, which I'm told... Unity. Assassin's Creed Unity. Also... Last week, we didn't really have that many details on what Rogue was, so here's a little bit of a synopsis. In Rogue, players take on the role of Shay Patrick Cormac, a Templar tasked with thinning the assassin ranks as he sails around the northern Atlantic Ocean in a ship called the Morrigan. Cormac's story is set during the Seven Years' War and ties into the upcoming Assassin's Creed Unity game, slated to launch October 28th on new generation consoles and PC. Confirmed in-game locations that players can explore and in Rogue include New York and the Appalachian River Valley.
Ooh, New York, that might be interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious, especially because you're basically, as far as this says, you're playing as a Templar the whole time.
Yeah, so they're kind of flipping the roles now.
Yeah, which has never been done. You were always well, except for the beginning of Assassin's Creed 3, but...
I played a little bit of that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Not
that was such
not
a disappointment game. Yeah, I mean, it was all right, it just... For all the hype that Assassin's Creed 3 had, it was so disappointing, Also, Connor was just kind of a bad character.
Yeah, I watched some walkthroughs and he was just kind of weak.
Yeah, just like...
The voice acting.
Wasn't very interesting, just in general. Anyway, so that's that. Jack, you can come out of hiding now. We're moving on.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
You'll care about this one. 5. Evolve.
Oh,
the multiplayer monster shooter has been delayed. The game is now slated to release on February 10th, 2015, a roughly four-month delay, as the game was originally slated to release on October 21st of 2014.
They could take all the time they want.
The delay was announced during a Take-Two Interactive earnings call, and they gave the following statement. As stated on the Take-Two Interactive earnings call, 2K and Turtle Rock Studios are extending the development of Evolve by a few months to allow enough time to fully realize the vision for Evolve and meet our collective standards of creative excellence. We are encouraged by the press reaction and fan excitement coming out of a very successful E3, and we are now certain we are headed in the right direction with the game, and we are confident in delivering a genre-defining product when Evolve launches on February 10th, 2015.
I am extremely excited.
I'm okay with that. I think it's gonna be awesome. Don't care about delays.
Nope,
I don't either.
As long as the game is good,
it
doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good.
I like delays because it shows that they actually care.
Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
rushing it out.
That is good.
Which actually, Assassin's Creed 3 is a great thing, though. There were so many glitches in that game.
Yeah.
But moving on. Number 6 and the last on the news list is, according to IGN, Square Enix and Remember Me developer Don't Nod have revealed a new collaboration called Life is Strange.
What is these names?
Don't I think nod. It's good. I'd rather have it than like some generic military shooter.
Don't Nod, Life is Strange. My God.
Originally teased earlier this year, the title is billed as an episodic, digitally delivered, narrative-driven adventure game and is heading to PS4, Xbox One, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Here's a synopsis of the game. Set in a fictional town called Arcadia Bay, Oregon, senior student Max Caulfield comes back to the town after 5 years to reunite with her former friend Chloe as they attempt to find out what happened to fellow student Rachel Amber, whose disappearance remains unexplained. Gameplay will incorporate player choice and consequence, with Max's ability to rewind time obviously impacting your ability to affect the game's narrative. Basically, it just sounds like a kind of Walking Dead-ish like narrative game. It's way more pretty than Walking Dead, though.
Yeah.
If you've seen that kind of drawn
cartoony
art style,
yeah.
This is way prettier. But we have, like, that's all we have on this game. It just was announced.
It's not like a gameplay thing. It's kind of like a movie that you play along with and chill.
Again, we haven't seen much.
Sounds like
all we know is it's very narrative-driven.
Right.
I don't think we really know what the actual gameplay is like. But it could be interesting. I'm actually excited because the studio that made Remember Me, everyone basically said that the gameplay for that was really lacking, but the world and the story was really cool. Mm-hmm. So if they're doing another one that's really heavy on story, I think that could be really good.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's cool to see studios kind of find a little niche and see what they do really well.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And I'm always down for more story-driven content because that's really what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides Walking Dead, which is like pretty much the only big one, I feel like.
Yeah.
Last of Us.
So, what?
Well, Last
of Us. Oh, you mean in like those styles of games?
Pure
oh,
narrative. So
just driven. Really narrative-driven.
Okay, yeah.
Last of Us is right. More gameplay.
Yeah.
All right. So, next segment, the minimap Weird Shit of the Week. people have known about this game for a while, but I still think it's weird, so it deserves to be here. Surgeon Simulator Anniversary Edition.
Oh, no.
Why is that game popping?
God, it makes me sick.
Will be available on PlayStation 4 from August 12th in North America and August 13th in Europe. This version of the game will cost $13.
Oh, my
11
God.
Euros or 9 something or others. I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe pounds. And comes with new eye and teeth operations, new environments, and something else the team isn't revealing just yet, but it's apparently something the community has regularly asked for. So, that's days away. If you love Surgeon Simulator and all the crazy shit that happens in that game, you can get it on PlayStation 4 now.
It's not a fun game to play by yourself, but it's a fun game to, like, show other people.
Yeah.
So, that I feel like that's why it's so popular. Because
yeah.
Like PewDiePie, he'll play that game and he'll like laugh hysterically and be like, "Oh no, no, no!" And like cut people or something, and then
yeah,
oh my god,
it is
pretty funny to watch.
I've played it before and it's not that fun. It's really not that fun. It's a challenge, but it's not that fun.
Yeah. So if you want it, it's coming out on PS4. And now we have Deal of the Week. But Jack, I know you have something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run through mine really quick.
Okay, go for it.
Titanfall is $34 on Amazon. If you want to get that. South Park, The Stick of Truth is $27 at GameStop. The Mass Effect trilogy is $15 on Origin.
Ooh.
And the Max Payne triple pack is $7 on Newegg. So if you're into either of those series of games, I think that's actually a really good deal. $15 for Mass Effect on Origin, $7 for Max Payne.
I think I'm just
going to
buy the bulk and get the Mass Effect. Do you think people still play the Mass Effect multiplayer on PC? Because no one plays it on PS3
anymore. I have no
anymore.
Idea.
You mean Mass Effect
I would
3?
Be lying if
yeah,
I guessed.
Yeah, the multiplayer. That was arguably one of my favorite multiplayer games of all time. Like, it is the co-op, the four. God, it's so much fun.
PC tends to stick around a bit longer than console, I feel like, but
yeah.
I'm not really sure.
God, it's such a... I don't understand why. Anyway, for my deals of the week, for PlayStation Plus owners, you can get Crysis 3 for free. Download now.
I thought you hated that game.
I do hate it, but other people might not. So,
all right.
At your discretion. Mm. Fez is free as well on PlayStation Plus, and this cool game called Proteus. Now, normally, you know me, I'm not too into indie games or anything of the like, but I saw it, I read the description, and it sounded really cool, and I'm not going to say much about it, but I highly recommend it, especially if you have PS Plus, download it. It's only like 95 megabytes. Like, it's not big at all. And it's one of the coolest experiences I've had this year with games, period.
Oh.
Like, there hasn't been a lot in this year, and this was something really special that I kind of stumbled upon. So if you're in the market, PlayStation Plus, I don't know if it's on PS4. I know it's on PS3, but if you have both, your accounts should be linked. I would check it out. Proteus on PlayStation Store. Check it out.
All right, and it's free for PlayStation Plus, right?
Free for PlayStation Plus, and it's like $13 regular price.
Awesome. All right, so our topic of the week is the new Advanced Warfare multiplayer reveal, which we have yet to watch. So we're going to take a quick break right here, watch it, and we're going to come back with our reactions right after the break. And we're back. And we just watched the multiplayer reveal for Advanced Warfare. What do you guys think in general before we go into specifics?
Out of 10, Jack.
8.5.
I'll give it a 7.
I'm really hopeful.
I would actually give
everything.
It a 9. I thought it was
excellent. I was close to a 9. I mean, it's like I have been heartbroken the past,
3 years?
4 years?
Yeah.
Of just, it started with Black Ops to me was when things started to fall. And it was fun in its day, but it was of a lesser quality than MW2. And then everything from then on Black Ops, MW3, Black Ops 2, Ghost, just all four of those, just not as good. But this is really shining some new light, and I'm really excited for it.
It's also next gen, right? So
yeah.
Weren't there like 5 or 6 Call of Duty games just on the Xbox 360 PS3, right?
Yeah.
So then this is like a whole new step, so they can pack more in there. And
yeah, a lot more technology.
First 3-year development cycle, too, versus 2-year. Yeah. So they had a whole nother year to work on it.
I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was really good. If you guys want to see it, check it out. I'm sure by the time this podcast goes up, it'll be archived on all the major game sites for you to check out. I would really encourage you to watch the press conference rather than the trailer, because it goes way more into depth into all the changes they made.
You hear nothing in the trailer.
I like the lobby a lot. The way you can actually see your character.
Yeah.
So let's
actually go into that as far as the new customization options.
Yeah, they got rid of the player card, I think, completely.
Yeah.
And so now it's more about like showing off your cool armor that you unlocked with, I guess, challenges or supply drops that you earn.
I think you earn it multiple ways. Yeah. And that's one of the big changes, is that now you can customize your soldier with purely aesthetic options, right?
Yeah,
that doesn't influence gameplay. It's like your helmets, your vest, your
knee pads, shoulder pads, your exosuit, helmets.
Yeah,
it's
everything.
It's really cool. It's in depth too. It's like it actually looks different between the two. Yeah.
And so that virtual lobby you were talking about is actually, when you're in the lobby, you're no longer just a name. And like in previous games, you could click on and see a player tag, which was like your emblem, basically.
And your player card.
Now it's actually a fully 3D realized lobby where you can see everyone's different suit combinations
Very
and everything
cool.
like that.
And it also shows, I saw guns on the side.
Yeah, it shows,
yeah, it shows your loadout.
Their loadout? Oh, really?
So you can see exactly what everyone's using.
So you can see what... Can you see the enemy though too, or is it? I guess you can, right?
Yeah, I think you can see everyone in the lobby.
So I guess you could like counter build if you were, you know, that into it.
Yeah,
but you'd have multiple loadouts, right? So I only saw like 3 or 4 guns or whatever. I couldn't really see like specifically what it was. So I wonder if it lists all their loadouts or just like their main one, or their
most
rarest
used
guns or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it could
most
be.
Used.
It's much cooler though from just, you know, in days of yore, just having a name up there.
Yeah. It feels way more personal, much more Halo-like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think it's really cool. And plus, there's 3 tiers, right? I think there was professional, enlisted, and elite.
No, there's enlisted, professional, and then elite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, enlisted, professional, and then elite. So I'm assuming that's displayed in the virtual lobby, so you can see like what everyone
has.
Kind
of gear you have. I like this a lot. I like the idea of gear in a Call of Duty. I think it's cool blending genres a little bit.
Yeah, it beats the hell out of making your own emblem.
Seriously,
I mean, that was fun.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but it had its place in time.
Yeah.
I think it comes with the processing power. Now they can do that.
Yeah.
3D lobby. So
it's cool. Yeah, 3D lobby is definitely really cool. And along with the other customization, now create a class is pick 13 instead of Black Ops 2, pick 10, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So basically just more options to create your soldier how you want it. And streaks are now
Customizable
and included in your create a class.
Yeah.
So every class, from what I saw, it seems like it has a different set of kill streaks associated with it, which is great.
And it didn't add on to the pick 13 from what I saw. He had like 12 13.
It did.
I think it did.
So
I think for everyone of the, because you were saying how you can customize kill streaks.
Yeah.
I think for everything you add on to your kill streaks, it takes away from what you can put in your
class. I was confused though, because he mentioned that it would be like, you know, that costs 100, you know, if you want to pick it up and rip it off, that costs another 100. But I was like confused what 100 he's talking about.
I think you have a certain number of, like a certain amount, and each thing you choose takes away from that.
But I thought it was just pick 13 where they're just like big chunk points, you know, there's just 13 individual things that you can put down.
I think you have see, the problem is I never played Black Ops 2, so people listening to this who did probably know this way better than
well, they didn't have any customization in it. It was just,
I know, but I'm saying as far as how the basis of that system works, I think what it is you have 13 slots
in Black
Ops
2,
13 points to put in whatever you want.
In Black Ops 2, you can,
maybe the kill streaks are separate.
They didn't take it was separate in Black Ops 2, but I know, I'm pretty sure they're not in this.
Well, okay, so basically,
maybe you have to buy them with like money, like Black Ops, the original Black Ops, like the money that you get.
COD points.
COD points.
Maybe.
You buy those and then you can then the pick 13 comes in. I'm not really sure.
Could be. I don't know.
Anyway, so you can customize your kill streaks, and they're now attached to each of your classes. Yeah. So you can customize your kill streaks to suit a stealth play style or sniping. It's wild, or,
man. Yeah, I think it's going to be really good.
I'm really excited.
So I think that's really cool. What else? The guns. Exo.
Guns are actually...
Let's do guns first.
Okay. So the way the guns work now, to my understanding is that essentially there's like a... I'll say there's like a base gun for... Say there's like a base...
Model.
10 guns, base model. And then there's like a submachine gun and maybe a sniper rifle or a shotgun. There's definitely like assault rifles and submachine guns of almost every iteration.
Yeah, there's class. Yeah. But then there's a bunch of different guns in that class. And then for each specific gun... there's different models of that gun that will slightly change those stats.
Yeah.
So, for example, you could have, like, a base... I have no idea if this gun's going to be in the game, but say you have a base FAMAS, right? You'll probably have something different since it's set in the future.
Yeah.
But for example purposes. Say you have a base FAMAS, and you have stats for that, and then the different models would be, like, carbon fiber FAMAS. Mm. So maybe it'll be, like... lighter, so you can move faster with it, but maybe the accuracy goes down or like
it's a system you really will just have to dive into and just have it in front of you and kind of get your fingers dirty, because otherwise just looking at it it's a little confusing. Overwhelming is
the good word. I think it's just different slight stat changes for different models of the same gun. And on top of that, you have attachments.
So now that's what worries me, because then one thing I really didn't like about MW3 in the last four Call of Duties was that guns started to lose a lot of personality, and just especially Modern Warfare 3, there was like five guns in a row that were all just fully auto assault rifles.
Right.
Did the same exact thing with pretty much feasibly zero differences.
Right.
And like what I loved about MW2 so much was like the F2000 had a personality. Like the FAMAS had a feel. The M16 had a feel to it. The TAR-21, you know, those guns had their little niches amongst each other, but in MW3, just the absence of personality. Or like the SCAR-H, like that was a crazy gun. So in this, I'm concerned that the identity of a gun will be lost, because it'll have so many iterations that it's like, you'll have to be like, oh yeah, I love this gun, Mark V, you know, carbon fiber, whatever. I don't know. I think the thing is that
with each gun... I think it's more... I don't think those different models of the same gun are going to sound or, like, operate any differently.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have
different just stats. Just the stats are going to be altered, and they're going to look like a different paint finish, for example.
See, I don't know. I think that's what worries me, because so much of the feel of a gun, of that attachment you get, is the recoil, the vibration programming, the sound it makes. It's just all these little things that work together to make the gun... really personal, like the M45 was, or like the Vector was, or like the M60 was in COD 4.
Right, but I don't think you're going to lose that. I think you have each of those guns that has that separate personality, well, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
And then I think all those models is just going to be slightly altering the stats to kind of suit how you want to play more.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if reloads, like they took certain perks and kind of made it like different types of guns. Like, they took perks in the past, like sleight of hand or, like, rapid fire or
steady aim
or something, and then took those and made those into guns, or those things are still there, and then these are, like, damage, or I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
I think it's literally just small stat changes. Yeah, certain model will give you, like, more accuracy, but less damage or something, you know, along those lines. Like, a one-point difference. I don't think it's major.
I don't know. I don't like that personally.
Well, it's just adding on to what we had before.
But it's I don't know. It's because it should be, like, you have to... It's kind of like driving two separate cars. It's like you want a car to kind of have its own... It's like, I don't know. For me, it's just like... It's a really emotional thing, less than it is, like, a technical thing, where it's like, I don't want a million things with minute differences. Like, I want to make conscious decisions about a certain play style, and I feel like the play style is defined by... the personality of a weapon, and making the decision to kind of stick with that weapon and its weird little, you know, pros and cons, rather than just like, oh, let me just tweak all of these stats by, you know, a fraction of a percent. So that's what drives me crazy. Or like in Borderlands, it's like there was a million shotguns that had the most minute differences, and so it was like they were just all stupid, useless weapons, instead of finding one that was like really powerful, specific, and there was nothing else like it. There was always 1,000 other guns just like it. But in COD 4, it was like, there's the M60, there's the RPD, and there's the SAW, and they're all their own things.
Yeah, that is
okay. True. I get what you're saying. I honestly think it's not... I think it's good, because it's like, take your COD 4 example. Like, basically what it is you're taking the M60, right?
Right.
And no matter what model, say this applies to COD 4, no matter what model of the M60 you choose, it still feels like an M60. Same vibration, same sound. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm, yeah.
But depending on what model you choose, maybe you want it to do more damage, but you don't really care about accuracy as much. So you can just bump the damage slightly for a little less accuracy. Everything feels the same, but that just may work more for you. Because say you aim down sight more than you spray.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's just little minute differences.
I see what you're saying.
That don't alter the feel of the gun,
yeah.
But just kind of work towards your play style.
That's really fascinating to me. I guess it's just us being old-fashioned, or at least me just like being such a, you know, old dog Call of Duty player, not used to
They're
this.
Trying to add variety. I mean,
yeah, but it's like it's strange because it's like very individual variety to the gun itself rather than variety amongst having weapons that do single things.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be good or not. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see when it comes out. But I think it's cool.
Yeah,
and then
I'm
on excited. Top of that, you have attachments, right?
Yes.
So you can customize it even more.
I saw 3 attachments he was putting on one gun.
Yeah, I did. So I saw that too.
That's I'm not sure if that's new, because I haven't played Ghosts, but
no,
three sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, you can't do that in Ghosts.
No. Should be interesting. I think they're really just hammering customization
innovation.
Into this, into the new one, which I really like.
I think they're trying to give people who like aren't that good at Call of Duty a chance, because usually... you get the best gun and you just destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you just take advantage of it.
Yeah. And so now maybe, you know, you have like that one kill streak, but you have more attachments, or you have like more perks or better upgraded kill streak, one kill streak that's super upgraded.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. Because if you don't put any, you can literally, by the way, people, you can literally just not use kill streaks
at all.
And it gives you more points to use in your actual grade of class.
Yeah.
So you could like, or you could do 1 or 2 or 3 or even 4 now kill streaks, depending on how you customize it.
Yeah.
So
if you think you can just chain kills together with a simple gun, then
which is actually amazing for new players now that I think about it, because you can be like, I'm not good enough to really get high kill streaks. So you could put 1 kill streak on like 3 kills.
Oh, I would really like that.
And then put all your other points that you would have used on kill streaks into a better class to help you.
Frankly, that's like me, because you know, In Days of Yore, I was normally at the top of the scoreboard because I had objectives and I had a lot of kills, but I also had a lot of deaths. I would go like, you know, 23, and then the closest you guys would get would be like 18 or something, but then I also have like 15 deaths.
Right.
So for me, like, I saw that they normally put like the heavy exosuit, you know, with the giant Gatling gun as the one perk. Like, I got really excited because I figured it out that I could just make this badass class and then just use that suit over and over and over again every time I die, because that would adhere more to my playstyle rather than how Henry or Will or you might play, which is much more much more careful and precise, you know, where I'm much more gung-ho.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, I
now
usually...
you have the freaking sprinting while shooting.
Yeah,
that's
actually
what it's
called,
this gun.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's going to work, but...
should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting for me, too, because, like, I usually get to maybe a 7 kill streak, but I rarely get above that.
Mm-hmm.
I usually get to 7. And so if I can just do 2 kill streaks, that may be, like, 3 and 6 or 3 and 7 or whatever they have, and then use other points for other stuff, that's great.
So maybe upgrade like that turret so it's just really strong,
and has
the locket attachment or whatnot. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, by the way, when we were talking before about customizing killstreaks, the turret was the example they used in the press conference. Yeah. Say the base killstreak is a turret that just fires a machine gun. You can upgrade that killstreak to the turret that fires rockets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or a turret that you can actually rip off and carry around that still fires rockets.
Yeah.
So there's like multiple tiers of upgrades to the killstreaks.
Maybe add more armor.
But it's cool because you sacrifice then other things for those bonuses.
Yeah. Which also, we should probably mention, there's co-op killstreaks now.
Yeah. I didn't really see the significance of
that.
The way that works is one person can get a killstreak, right?
Okay.
And if it's a co-op killstreak, another person on the team can just straight up join in that kill streak. Like, the example they gave is like one guy got what was it, what they call it?
Warbird or something.
Thing. Basically, yeah, like a drone that's shooting down on people. Mm-hmm. And another person was walking by, looked up, and pressed a button to join.
Yeah, they had, like,
and then
the
they joined
PDA
in
thing.
That kill streak. So that's there were two cool. people firing down. One was firing rockets, one was machine gun.
That's pretty cool.
So,
yeah.
pretty which I'm kind of worried about being overpowered at times.
Mm-hmm.
But
I didn't see any anti-air equipment.
I'm sure there is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt they would just leave the.
Because that's how I like to play it, is to have a big gun and then a big anti.
Yeah. Or, you know what, actually, that could work to your favor, too, though. If someone joins in on the kill streak and they're not good with it, then they're just left helpless on the ground. So that's two people that aren't on the ground fighting you.
That's true.
Yeah, that is
you just go hunt them down.
Right.
Yeah.
So it could work. All right, so I think the second to last thing besides maps is the XO to talk about, right? Which
yeah.
is a huge game
huge.
Changer. You can do a ton with it, right? You can dodge
so you
really
can
fast.
Like, so I don't know how the dodges work, because I know those aren't based on the battery power, which is a whole nother thing. God. But this is definitely the main game changer, is that you have this high jump. You can have this a boost, which can be used on the floor or in air to boost left and right. There's a slide you can use. There's a ground pound where you're in the air and you come slam down with your boot, and it's an instant kill. It's like a melee. Apparently there's one where you jump forward in the air, and then you kind of do not like a loop-de-loop, except your character doesn't like actually flip, but you say someone's behind you, you're running, you perform this move, and then it throws you in the air
behind
them.
You almost like
them.
Boost backwards.
Yeah, it's
right?
a backwards
yeah.
boost.
Yeah.
But
fall
in the
damage
air.
Too. There, he didn't seem to get any
I
fall
don't think
damage.
There is
yeah,
fall
no.
damage. I think
yeah.
fall damage is gone with the exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because
yeah.
like,
yeah.
why would you...
That'd be like
yeah.
the first thing they didn't
yeah.
input.
And also cloak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so there's those just kind of movement abilities that come stationary. I don't know the frequency in which you can use those. But then there's abilities that the exosuit performs, like a stealth cloak, a riot shield.
Which only lasts for a short amount of time. Everything
yeah.
is controlled by a battery that counts down as soon as you start using the abilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's not going to be people just running around with riot shields the whole time.
And then
it only lasts for like 5 or 6 seconds.
If
yeah.
that. And then
I
there are perks you can use
lasts
to extend
shorter
it.
When they're actually shooting at it, too.
Yeah.
You think so? That
yeah,
would make sense.
Like degrade it faster.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, like the trophy system. I don't understand why they call it that, but it's like it negates incoming explosives and grenades and just kind of pushes them back.
Yeah.
And that lasts for the battery time. So it's
yeah.
cool. It's
that
I think it's
pretty
really
nice
cool.
because
yeah.
you're capturing a point, you activate that, and
yeah.
it just fires them back.
That's
going to
be great for objective
by, like,
gameplay.
Random, like,
Hail
syntax.
Mary grenade, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that brings us to the other ability, right, is that you can now launch grenades instead
oh, yeah.
of
you
throw
can't even
them.
Throw them, yeah. It's just,
can you not even
no,
throw them?
No, it just jettisons out of this right like grenade launcher on your right wrist. It's,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So it shoots it more than it throws it,
yeah.
which should be interesting to
yeah.
see how that affects
yeah.
gameplay.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
It might take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can drop grenades anymore.
Right.
Maybe.
And you can upgrade all these exoskeleton abilities. Like they mentioned that you can...
Like when you're mid-throw and you get killed and it...
Oh,
drops.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
But
yeah.
like, so the things you can upgrade, there's like almost perks for your exoskeleton, right? Like
yeah.
there was one called Fast Hands where
mm-hmm.
everything you do with the exoskeleton is faster.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Overcharge, which gives you longer battery life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like literally every part of
You'd
this
be a freaking tank.
You can upgrade even more.
It, yeah. I think it's awesome.
So that's great. And that brings us to map design,
yeah.
which seems a lot more open and vertical
yeah.
because of the
a
exoskeleton.
Lot more vertical. I think like a lot of roof gameplay now, a lot of shooting down at people,
mm-hmm.
shooting up at people.
Yeah, and that's another ability yeah. is hover. You can actually jump up and then hover in the air for a short amount of time.
It's mm-hmm. like Titanfall, you know?
It's a slightly slower Titanfall.
I don't know. I arguably think this is faster than Titanfall. Titanfall, you don't have boosts in the air.
Yeah, but you can wall run.
That's true. That is true. But I don't know. I just... The pace is definitely the highest it's ever been in a Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's frantic to say the least.
And the
yeah,
one thing I'm still worried about a little bit is... how quickly you die. And in instances in the press conference, it was okay. You know, like there was a submachine gun and I heard like the sound of it firing like the dun 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 dun, and then it was a kill rather than just like dun dun and then he's dead.
Right.
And that's to me is
yeah.
crucial.
But there were points where he would boost up and he would start falling and he would just kind of go burp and like get someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kind of spray and
Which
may just be trailer flash.
It could be trailer flash because they just wanted to keep the pace going. So you have no idea what they're changing in the gameplay or, you know, to make those trailers. But that does bring us to a really great point that even though this looks really flashy and there's a ton of customization, it looks awesome. None of that's going to matter if the balance is off.
Because then it's just a broken game.
It's not fun. Like, you're just raging because you're just always dying.
Because there's so many options, you know, to choose with kill streaks or weapons or your exoskeleton now. Like, everything's going to have to be fine-tuned to balance each other. Else you're going to have those people that immediately find the most overpowered class and just wreck everybody.
Jesus, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, so... But it looks really promising. Yeah. It's the first Call of Duty I've been really excited about since Modern Warfare 2, really.
Frankly, Like, we were excited for Black Ops, but naive to the lack of quality.
Yeah. And then Modern Warfare 3, I was like, I hope it's good. And then it wasn't.
Modern Warfare 3 was trash. And I haven't been
interested in any other Call of Duty since then.
Black Ops 2 was trash. Ghost was trash.
And I think that the reason we're excited about this is because it looks like they're fundamentally changing a lot of the gameplay.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which is great. The thing I'm kind of worried about, honestly, is that what happens after they stop Advanced Warfare? Because the exoskeleton's going to go by, and that's really what's changing the gameplay. In the next iteration, say this one's good. After they go to a different time period or something and there's no more exoskeleton,
people are going
to
crave
it. It's back to the normal Call of Duty.
That is.
But we don't have to worry about that now.
Yeah. No, that's their problem. Think about the future. Screw that. Jeez. I didn't even think of that.
Out of time periods, they gotta
literally, yeah.
Have to.
What are you gonna do?
Think of stuff.
Yeah. Which now there's three developers working on Call of Duty, right? So we're not gonna get a new Advanced Warfare if Sledgehammer's still working on the next one until 3 years from now.
Yeah.
God, we're gonna have three different studios working on Call of Duty. That probably means three different strains of Call of Duty.
I wonder if there's gonna be zombies in Advanced Warfare.
I hope not. Well, I know you guys love zombies. I'm so tired of
Ghost
it.
Ghost was...
with an exoskeleton, though?
Exoskeleton zombies.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of potential, but zombies... There's a very simple way that they could make it very fun, and they just don't see it. It's like...
Does Ghost have zombies?
No, it had that extinction thing, which was thoroughly retarded. I'll tell you that later. Awful. God.
Anyway, so that's about it, right?
Yeah, that's... How long are you...
We're at about 40 minutes, so we're about
normal
time.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay. So, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Definitely check out that Call of Duty reveal press conference if you really want to see everything we're talking about. It really looks promising. Hopefully, it is as much as it looks. All right. So, this has been the Minimap Podcast, Episode 5. If you liked it, please follow us on Podomatic or share it with your friends. We'd love to get your feedback. So, if you'd like to... You know, suggest topics for us or ask questions, email the minimappodcast@gmail.com and we'll be happy to use your suggestions. All right, this has been episode 5. Again, we don't have a way to end this podcast, so we're just going to awkwardly talk in a circle until we laugh and then we're going to cut it off.
All right.
Yeah. Henry's smiling face is golden.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.